Well, good evening, everybody. It is July 15th. We're about to start our evening broadcast, myself and Tony. We were here earlier today and had a little technical difficulties. We'll just call that the way it goes sometimes on the first run. A little overmodulation, did not record the call. So for many of you that were looking for that, there will not be a recording, unfortunately. What was said on there, we were hoping you guys would get to hear it. So those of you that did hear the call, maybe you could repeat what was on that broadcast. Tony, you here with me?
I'm here. Those of you who missed the call probably missed the best call with the most information that we have ever had. Sorry.
And those of you that heard the call, we're sorry that's all it was.
That's right.
We actually have a lot better news. In fact, kind of some scary news all the way around, if you think about it, Tony, some of the things we've been told.
But it's some good news.
No, it's very good news. I always get worried about putting this kind of news out in front of a bunch of people. I have had a couple calls myself, and I even invited a surprise guest on here. I think you might know who that is, who got some calls as well since me and you have spoke. So maybe we can get right into the juice of this whole thing.
Well, let's do that. We want to let our guest go first, or...
No, because I told him he'd probably go after we had spoke. But so I'll kind of open it up with something and hand it over to you. Is that okay?
Yeah, let's go.
You know, everybody from the very beginning. Pardon?
Go.
From the very beginning, we have tried to stay away from rates and dates. We try not to get too excited. You guys know, especially myself, I know Tony may have stepped out there a few times because of some belief level differences, but he has actually believed and heard some things. And tonight we're kind of at that spot again, guys. I hate to say it, but I enjoy saying it. I just wish it was more provable. I have had three very serious calls today and three or four that, you know, I kind of take with a grain of salt, but the ones that I've gotten are telling us that this thing is, I don't know if I can say it, that it's already taken place. There's a lot of things happening in country. We have some very strong confirmations that what the rate is, which I'd like to stay away from. But, Tony, why do you think that they're able to say it right now? And I've got my theories, and our guest has some things. But why do you think they're saying right now that as of midnight last night, these things were kind of announced already? Or do you want to take that in a different way as far as the information? Because that's the biggest information, right?
Yeah. Guys, first of all, I want to say all the information that we've gotten after this morning's call actually confirms what we told you on the call this morning, that Iraq is now international, that their currency is international, even though you don't have the rate out yet. And we're going to get into it, but it all says that. After that, we immediately started getting other calls. I got a call from one of the agency guys. Told us that meetings were taking place right now. We didn't know why. Congressmen, bankers, and all the Treasury Department people were in a meeting right at that time. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I don't know if this part is true or not, but a couple hours later, and this part I cannot confirm, I really cannot confirm, but it may be true, I got a call and people were asking me, hey, did you hear about the emergency meeting that was going on? And that Iraq and Europe had decided they were going to do this thing right now today, regardless, because they were tired of waiting, that this was going to happen today. So is that true or not true? I don't know. Did it happen today? We're still getting word, and word is trickling in that that may just have been what happened today, that it did, in fact, take place. You want to step in there?
No, but, you know, our guest, you're just repeating, it's funny, and now Dave's on the call with us. Dave, I did not tell Tony what you had told me, but, Tony, you're talking about that before you go past that confirmation you just said. David, if you don't mind kind of sharing what you just told me a few minutes ago and maybe kind of go from there, it does kind of confirm what Tony just said.
Yeah, sure. It absolutely comports right down the line with it. From the three-letter agencies, including a three-letter governing body, that this thing is about to take place, and this is what I'm hearing. Now, my opinion may differ a little bit from that, but what I've heard is pretty much in keeping with what it was that Tony just said. And in fact, it actually goes a little further than that, because what I mentioned to you, Dan, and I don't have a problem saying this.
Dave, you're as bad as me. He cannot get it out of his mouth, Tony. We're a lot alike, and he's dancing around the fact that he's been told that it happened, and he can't hardly say it.
Yeah, I can't bring myself to it. I mean, because really, this is a vexing issue, and it's been like trying to nail Jell-O to the wall. I mean, you can't hardly do it. But the reality is that what we heard was that side over there, the officials came to our side, and as I told you, I mean, this just defies my sense of logic anyway. But they're saying that out of respect to the U.S. government, that they're going to go ahead and announce this. They're going to announce this possibly tomorrow, as soon as tomorrow. In fact, that's what we heard. And then you go through, and that I do. I'm having a hard time saying this, but there you go through and confirm this through the various other agencies, and that's what we're left with. And then as far as the rate is concerned, and man, I really hate this. I mean, I hate it. But the rate ranges anywhere from the mid $3 range tied to the USD up to the mid $4 range tied to the Great British Pound. Okay, so that's what, $7.08, $7.10, something like that. And I mean, that's essentially what we're hearing.
Okay, well, I think that's great news myself. I like it. I'm sure everybody here likes it, and they just want to see it. So I'm going to go one step further. We got off our call earlier today, and I got calls that, hey, it's done, it's to the Great British Pound, and it is at over $4 range. I was personally kind of upset about that, because much as I've been hearing and saying this the other way around and what it was going to be to the Great British Pound, you know, I was looking for that 525. But if they, in fact, did what they said today, they forced it through, tired of waiting on the U.S., then they, in fact, changed the rate also to that rate. I'm trying not to say rates to appease Dan. But anyway,
yeah, because
I can't tell you guys what it is, but anyway.
Thank you.
This is the other thing up there, guys. I got confirmation of not one, not two, but three separate calls in the last 3 hours from Iraq that we would see this tomorrow. That is what they're being told over there. That's what they relayed to us over here. So a lot of information out there, a lot of people getting hyped up and excited, but let's hope at least some of it comes true.
Well, Tony, while David was talking, I got a call on the phone. I won't mention who it was. He said, you cannot tell anyone who's telling you this, and I do trust this source, and me and you both know him. In fact, a few of the Mods know him as well. He's been a part of our team for a long time. Told me the same thing. He said, I'm getting the same information, that guy right now that's talking. And I said, well, then how come you're not on the call? And he said, because I was told not to say anything whatsoever. And I actually have two of those callers that have told me the same thing. The other was a female caller. She told me that just before the call, and she didn't want to come on. And so, guys, I was kidding around with Dave, the guy on here with us, because similar to myself, you know, we hear it so many times. We get into that position like we are right this moment. Here we are Friday. It's said to be tonight. It's said to be tomorrow. And then we get into Sunday, and we're still sitting here waiting. It's a little frustrating. We get into Monday, and nothing's happened, and it's a little frustrating. So I think we're all a bit gun-shy here. You know, this is probably some of the most confirming news I've had. Dave, wouldn't you agree this is kind of a little out of the ordinary confirming?
Well, yeah, I would say it is, because what I was gonna say just a minute ago when Tony was talking, and then you said something that kind of spurred this again, was that you know who I speak with, and then you also don't know who I speak with. There's about three different people, and all three of them are harmonious, you know, they're in harmony with what it is that you're hearing and in harmony with what it is that Tony's hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it's the difference here is, if I could add this, the difference is it's not similar, it's just about spot on. That's what, would you agree to that?
Yeah, it's one of those you don't know what you don't know things, what you're telling me.
Yeah, pretty much. We don't know what we don't know, but that's been the constant theme throughout this entire situation.
Well, one of the things me and Tony's battled with, and you guys have seen it, and Dave, me and you have gone back and forth a few times. I've done the same thing with Elsie and Bob and different ones, Harry, guys on the team here, and I don't want to name everybody or leave anybody out, but we've all said the same things. It's sometimes we feel like our intel knows each other, and Oki's saying the same thing, Tony's saying the same thing, so-and-so saying, and those three got it from this guy, and it was actually two sources that looked like eight confirmations. Well, this is different. I will tell you emphatically that Dave's contacts are different than my contacts, are different than Tony's, absolutely, positively, for sure. And they all came back with the exact same information with one exception. One of the guys I spoke to said, what do you mean it's going to be announced tomorrow? It was done at 12 midnight Baghdad time when they exited the meeting, actually about 10 after the hour. And so I said, oh, okay, yeah, it already happened. Nobody knows, heard that before. And then I started hearing all this other stuff. And I thought, wow, well, maybe this time, you know, there is something there. You guys have asked us to give you this information. This is something I normally would hold till tomorrow because I don't want to get somebody too excited and then get them too let down. But not only is everyone asking for it, this is a little bit more than normal. I mean, I feel a little more comfortable even repeating this one. Upstate, Tony?
Dan, let me throw something else in there because while we're talking, I'm reading texts. And I'm reading the texts from our guy, with the Treasury, and they're saying all agreed upon, we'll go international, we'll be seen Monday morning. I'm reading the text.
See, we're already putting it into Monday.
Hey, but I'm reading it as I'm getting it.
Iraq, hey, I'm happy about Monday. I'm just kidding. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Wait a minute. Let me finish. Iraq said to help with the U.S., they are going live Monday. To help the U.S., they're going live Monday. They're helping us. We're not helping them, guys. They're going live Monday. Now, this is coming out of the Treasury Department. I'm going to say that. So,
okay.
We got another stuff.
Tony, let me say something to add to that, if I might.
Go ahead.
I don't know about helping us, even though it would help us. It would help us on this call tremendously, and that's what we care about right now. But what... In keeping with that, the other thing that I heard was, is despite the, how do I say this, the ping pong match that we're seeing on this side of the pond in our government right now, that there has been a lot of stalling and there is speculation, and I don't really think that it is too far a stretch to say that there's speculation that this reevaluation is tied to our budget. Because of this ping pong match, that is sort of what has stalled this out to some degree. And I'm not going to name any names. People can, I mean, they're smart enough to figure it out. If not, just, you know, try to figure it out. But there, what we've heard was, is regardless of whether there has been a hard decision or acceptance by our government to proceed with this revaluation, the Iraqi government, out of respect, is just notifying us that they're going to do that regardless. That was the other piece that I heard.
Well, you know what, and that goes great because, again, even while we're talking here, I just got that in a text. He said, they said to hell with us, they're going to live Monday anyway, and it would help us. That is the text I just got, so it fit just while you were talking. So that is what came out of the meeting. So this is great confirmation. I like that, guys, and I like all three of us being on the same page, and
I'm trying to
listen to this, so I'm going to ask you guys to speak up just a little bit. Okay?
I'd like it even better if it shows up on the bank side, and we can go cash in.
You and me both, believe me.
Did you actually ask me to speak up?
I asked both of you to speak up.
Wow, okay.
Okay.
I mean, last call I was over-modulating, nobody could understand me. Now I'm talking too low?
Yes.
Okay.
Without going into all that, guys, this is great news. It's great confirmation. It's what we've been waiting all day for. We did hear earlier the RV was, in fact, announced over there. I'm not sure that it was, or maybe it was to a certain group of people. You know how information trickles out. But throughout this afternoon, we're hearing one confirmation after another that this thing should be seen tomorrow or Monday. So I think earlier this morning I had said hopefully in the next 72 hours or yesterday within 72 hours, and I probably said that 10 times before. Go ahead, Dan.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, but this time I mean it. Well, I meant it those times too, because, again, this is coming from some very credible people. But they're saying this is it. We, you know, we see light at the end of the tunnel. So, with that, I think I'm, hey, Dan, no, okay, that's all right. Go ahead.
Well, if you're just trying to get me to say something, I can do that. But I was just listening to you. You know, there's, Tony, this is going to be probably one of our shorter calls ever, because I don't think there's nothing else to say, but it's looking like, it's feeling like, it's smelling like, and maybe it is.
Well, wait a minute then. Wait a minute. No, because, you know, I can pull out some champagne and light a cigar if you want me to.
No. I didn't hear no fat lady singing nowhere.
Oh, okay. All right. Guys,
I mean, hey, guys, wait, Tony, you know what I'm about to say. We've seen this before. I'm excited that it looks good. I'm not going to jump on my computer to see if I can't squeeze in a reserve before tomorrow morning. I'm not going to try to call up Ty and see if his guys will honor something. I'm not going to go off my nut a little bit here because somebody told me it's over again, because I don't have enough hands and toes and fingers in all of my family to count how many times that's happened. So I'm very positive. I'm very optimistic, because I think everybody should go into this Friday with a little bit of a celebration if you want to. But I'm still going to look at the fact that, you know, there may be some work left. And sometimes the work is just keeping our head together. Sometimes the work is just, like we were talking on our call earlier today, for those of you that missed it. If this thing goes or if this thing does not go, there are some things we need to think about from an emotional standpoint of what's about to take place, from a financial standpoint. I mean, everyone's lives are about to change, and if you don't have a grasp on what that really means, you could be in some trouble. It ain't all about the money, and I'm glad it's here. I'm glad it's happening. I sure in the heck ain't trying to be negative, guys. But let's just get a hold of ourselves and look at this thing, hope like you know what, that it is over. And if it's over, what are your plans for Monday? Only you can answer that, and we don't need to talk about it. But what are your plans? Okay, you're going to cash in X amount of dollars so that you can do this, that. What are your plans? And I'm saying you think about it. Over the weekend with your spouse, your girlfriend, your brother, sister, aunt, uncle, whoever you're involved in this, or if you're by yourself, write it out a little bit. Write down what you're going to do first, how much money you think you might even cash in. Are you going to try to set up an LLC? Do you know anything about trusts? Are you going to start thinking about some of the things we talked about earlier? From an emotional standpoint, money and finances creates an emotional response that becomes physical. Are you aware of that? What we're trying to do is create a group of people that have a greater awareness of how much damage this can do, as well as how much good can come out of this. Let's not kid ourselves. There's a lot of goodness, a lot of good things that are going to happen from this. But every negative and every positive aspect of your life is about to go times 1,000. And the negative ones, sometimes you didn't see them until they got that big. So let's all be very, very cautious as we become very happy. And that's probably what I would like to add to the call, Tony. Besides popping of the cork, let's pop of the sense. Now, let's get some common sense going so that everyone that we know and most of the people on this board, this is impossible. But it would be nice if we all made this the last thing we really had to worry about. Some of us, like it or not, are still going to be broke in a year or two or three. Some of us are going to have some negative things happen to us, but we can create the least amount possible if we're aware of that. You guys disagree with that?
Not a bit.
Nope, I agree. And the only question I have is, how come you tell them to celebrate, but I can't have a cigar? I didn't understand that part.
Because they
that
might celebrate.
Confuse me.
Look. They might celebrate more reasonably. I know how you celebrate.
All right, guys. Well, let me say this, Dan. And everything Dan said is true, and you guys already know. I try not to be too serious on here with you, because I know you're all adults and grown. But this is going to be a change in your life, something you haven't experienced. And again, next week, We're going to share some of those experiences with you. I'm going to try and help you along. Dan's going to try and help you along. Like we were helped, you know, the first time we got a lot of money and explained some things to us. And hopefully some of these calls you can bring your family members on so we can be explaining some of that at the same time. You know, I have actually seen it, and I've seen people lose their families over money. A lot of unexpected money. They have lost their families. So not only you, you've got to be sure you're educating your spouses, you're educating your children at the same time, you know, to not only take care of your family, but take care of the money and know what they should be expecting, as this is going to change their lives too. So some people are saying we're going to see it tomorrow. I got three or four of those calls. I just got one, you know, direct from the Treasury that says we're going to see it on Monday. So Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, who cares? Let's just see it. That's all we care about, right?
That's true. So, and for those of you that are saying, I wish they'd quit talking about the emotional, financial aspects of what's going to take place, blah, 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 end the call. Get, you know, those of you that are saying that or thinking of it, you should worry the most.
Okay.
Tony, I'm out of material. I think it's going to be all a great right. night, a great weekend. And got something you want to add to that before we wrap it up?
No, just that, guys. All this information has come in the last 2 hours, believe it or not. I think they heard us earlier this morning and said, let's wait till it gets close before we can give it to them. But in the last 2 hours, we have been bombarded with this type of information. So I'm going to have a great night. I'm going to have a great weekend. Look forward to tomorrow. I'm not going to be disappointed if it's not there tomorrow. I'm going to be looking forward to Monday morning any way you look at it. So I hope you guys do the same. If something really, really exciting happens, guess what? You'll get another text, and we'll do this all over again.
Well, in about 5 or 6 hours, I mean, it's 4:20 Baghdad time right now. So at about 9:30, 10 o'clock their time, we may be hearing some news. So before some of us go to bed, it's only 6:20 here in California. And before we go to bed, we may be hearing some more murmurings or some facts. If so, we may put together something. You know, we do not send out text after 9 o'clock Eastern unless it says for sure it is RV'd. And that's 9 o'clock our time. That would be midnight Eastern time. But we may jump on the chat line. We may jump on the board. We may jump on the back end with the backstage members. And if it does revalue, then we're going to be shutting down pretty much all everything on the site except for just preparing. So hopefully we're doing that before Sunday. Nothing would tickle us better than to put a conclusion to this. Dave, thanks a lot for coming on the call. It was good. Definitely last minute, but with the news you're sharing, I wanted you to be able to come on here and confirm some things that Tony and I had to say.
Dave, absolutely. Thank you. And I appreciate the earlier call, too.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you, guys.
Well, good night, everybody. Have a safe weekend, and hopefully this will be the most exciting weekend we've ever had. Have a good night.
All right. Good night.
Good night.